Retired Ford executive and former Wayne State University president Alan Gilmore says more and more businesses are ensuring their LGBT employees don't face on-the-job discrimination.
The climate in this state has not kept up. It is necessary for our elected officials to exercise leadership and transmit the message that discrimination will not be tolerated.
But it's not clear if a bill will be voted on before the end of the year. Opponents say it would open the door to religious discrimination. There is a separate bill to allow an exemption for people acting on their religious faith. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.